further to this side of the bed and still smashes me as hard as he can right in the fucking spine.
Do you think he meant to?
I don't give a shit if he means to or not. You're the one who says don't touch him, don't do anything to him. But then he's rolling all over the bed while my back's fucked and you did nothing. You did nothing about it. And then he smashes
his ass.
It was only a matter of time before that happened. You could have told him not to. I feel now like I can't do anything to him.
Well, but you just did.
What?
You just did.
What?
You hit him again.
No, I didn't hit him. When did I hit him?
You just did.
No, I didn't.
That's not hitting to you.
Pushing is not hitting. I can show you what hitting him is if you like. That was a push. How do you not see the difference between a push and a hit?
I think you're just using him to let all your aggression out.
No, I was perfectly fine until he came back and smashed me in the base of the fucking spine while he's licking his dick all over the bed. You tell me I can't discipline him and then let him do this and then you wonder why I pop. Fuck the dog. Oh. Fuck's sake.
Fab.
What? You say I'm not allowed to discipline him. I'm not allowed to do anything, but he's allowed to smash into me and do whatever the fuck he likes.
He wasn't smashing into
me. He did smash into me and it hurt. So, like, I don't know.
I'm
sorry
that you feel victimized by the dog. He's an animal.
Which isn't allowed
to
be disciplined.
He loves you.
Well, it...
He's not trying to hurt you, and
well,
yet you hurt him repeatedly.
If you're letting him roll all over the bed, can you at least get him to keep his fucking distance from my spine while I'm off work sick with it? Instead of letting him roll around, and then when I do give him a pat, telling me what a bad person I am for beating the dog.
Well, you beat him also with and without spine injuries.